Now it's time to go to Giles Bickford for a business update. Giles.
Thank you, Corin. Looking at Wall Street, it ended modestly lower. The jobs report that came in was a bit of a mixed bag. The number of jobs created was below expectations, but the unemployment rate fell from 5.1% to 4.8% in the US, and wages also grew at a stronger than expected rate. Even so, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it was fractionally lower. The S&P 500 was down 0.2%. The NASDAQ down 0.5%. Local share markets start at 13,086 after Friday's 18.4. In early trading, the New Zealand dollar just a shade on the soft side. 69.1 US cents, 94.4 Australian, 50.6 British pence, 0.596 euro, 77.5 Japanese yen, and 4.45 yuan. Brent crude oil gained 40 cents, 0.5% to $82.40 US a barrel. Gold up a dollar at $1,757 US an ounce. We're expecting an announcement quite soon on the prospects of the Z Energy takeover by Ampol, the Australian fuel retailer. There's a news conference scheduled at midday, but we expect an appointment, an announcement before then. We'll bring you that and everything else in business and the markets just before 12:20 in Midday Report.
Kia ora, Giles. Thank you very much for that.